Welcome to Socially Accepted with your host, Natalie Butler.
Look, I don't think I need to say this, but yes, I am excited, y'all. So today I want to hop on and I want to share a little tip, a little hack, a little feel good goody that I have been doing that has helped me out tremendously. And so I like to call this set your intent for the event, or if you want to be correct, right, grammatically correct, setting your intention for the event. But I like to say set your intent for the event because I think it's cute and catchy, don't you? So usually I talk about setting your intention, right? And setting your intention high. Like if you've purchased my glow up planner, I talk about setting your intention high, but I also share it on social media as well, right? And I talk about that setting your intention high because you do want to have that big goal. You want something that you're actually striving for, because that usually that big scary goal is that major transformation. This is where you realize it will actually help your life improve in some shape, form, or fashion, right? So usually like when you set a little small goal, you don't stick to it because you really don't see how it's going to really, really transform your life. You're like, whatever, same spot. So I always talk about setting your intention high. So when I was losing weight, because you guys know I'm almost down 80 pounds, right? I set my intent for that. When I was growing my business, I set my intent for that. When I decided that I wanted to actually grow my Facebook group, I set my intent for that. So I've usually set my intention for the big goal. And then I usually set my intention for the day. Now I am setting my intention for the event. Yes, you guys, this has transformed everything in my life. And I am so happy to be sharing this with you because it freaking works. Okay, so remember how I talked about self-fulfilling prophecy, right? Like if you tell yourself something is going to go wrong, usually it's going to go wrong. Like you actually give your mind the command for things to go wrong. So like look into an example of where for some reason you just decide that you don't want to tip the waiter. You even decided that before you even got into the restaurant. So now you're in the restaurant. You're looking for every single thing that the waiter did not do. Oh, look at that. I had to sit here for 2 seconds without water. Oh my God, this water tastes like it comes from Lake Michigan. Oh, she did not smile at me properly, right? You start for every single reason to justify why you decided not to get this lady a tip. So the same thing happens when you say something aloud or when you even think it. You're giving your mind the command. So if you're about to experience something, you're like, oh my God, this is going to suck. This is going to be awful. Oh, fuck. Right? When you start thinking like that, you actually give your mind the command to look for every single thing about that event that is going to justify what you just said. Because your mind, you guys, it never wants to fail you. That's the crazy part. Like your mind, it wants to protect you. It wants to love you. It wants to cherish you. It wants to make you proud. So when you give your mind a command, guess what's going to happen? It is going to look for a way to make it possible. So when you say, oh, this is going to suck, guess what? It sucks. And you gave your mind that command. So you should be happy. Why not? So this is what I had to learn, you guys. So I talked about how I've been incorporating set your intent for the event. So I've been doing this lately with my discovery calls. Yes. So I opened up about 4 or 5 years ago when I did a discovery call that ultimately turned into a 3.5 hour call where I educated her. I gave her a strategy. I gave her, oh yes, that's my little nasty voice kicking in because I'm still upset about that. Now let me stop. But I did all of this on this call, right? And because this was the first time, this is my very first call, I was so hyped. I was so amped, right? I was like, oh my God, I'm officially a social media consultant. I actually got somebody on the phone that wants me to help them, right? I overcompensated because I doubted myself. I also feared failure. So when she decided not to pay me, for me, it just, oh my God, the negative emotions, it just came pouring down. I am a failure. I'm not even worthy of this. What am I doing? I should have never even put myself out there. Every little negative emotion that I had, it just all came to the forefront. So operating this whole time, like I said, this happened like 4 or 5 years ago. Operating this whole time, I ain't doing no discovery call. For what? I don't want to put myself back in that position again. I hated how that made me feel. So because I was a social media consultant, I knew how to attract new clients without doing all of that extra, right? And because I was good at what I did, I also welcomed in a stream of referrals. So I never had to get on a discovery call. But now fast forward to me following my passion, following my heart, talking to you today, baby, as a mindset coach, right? I got people that actually want to get on the call with me. So I'll never forget it. I made this post on Facebook and she's like, this is just great. Do you do a discovery call? Y'all, I flipped. I said, oh my God, a discovery? Why want to do that, child? I was so freaking mad at her, y'all. I'm like, oh my God, I was so mad. And if you're listening to this, baby, look, don't take no offense. I'm telling you right now, it wasn't me. It was my fixed mindset, all right? So I said, she ain't going to want to do nothing but just get some free advice. This is about to be awful. Now she just want to waste my time. Like, my mind just starts saying every single thing to discourage me from doing it again, because it knew how I felt about the last discovery call. It knew that I felt worthless. It knew that I was discouraged. It knew that I hated myself because of that one discovery call. So my mind was like, look, I'm about to protect her. I'm about to protect my baby. I'm going to make sure she'll never have to go through that again. So of course, I talk about awareness being key. So once I realized I was saying this, right? I'm like, why am I talking about this? I don't even know her. So once I realized I was saying all of this, I started to purposely stop and set my intent for the event. So I looked at what happened in the past and I said, okay, so this is my new intention. I ain't finna repeat that, right? So instead of me not being sure of myself, instead of me going into this thinking that this lady was going to have a negative attitude or thinking that this woman just wanted free advice, I was like, I'm not gonna treat her like that. So I actually had to set my intent for that event. And sure enough, less than 20 minutes, she signed up to work with me. Boom. Did it again, second time. Boom. Now, this is why I said I know it works, because I fucked up, y'all. So I was still helping somebody, right? This was an impromptu call. I was helping somebody, wasn't on the schedule, but I was like, forget it. I got time. So I'm helping them all the way up until the time of my discovery call. I literally hopped off the call with them in 2 minutes, y'all. So now I have not set the intent. I have not even focused. I have not put myself in the right mindset for this discovery call. I ain't gonna lie, that discovery call sucked. I was all over the place. I don't know what I was talking about. I don't know what I was doing. And of course, I ain't heard nothing from her. But I was like that. I was like, no. And I realized, I was like, you weren't prepared. And that's one of the things that happens too when you set your intent for the event. Not only do you change your thought process about it, but ultimately, you're going to end up changing your behavior, because remember, it all starts with your thought. So if you change how you think about it, it's going to change how you feel, and how you feel is going to dictate how you act, and how you act is going to determine the results. So I was not in the right mindset. I was not prepared. And I'm pretty sure she was looking at me like, does this child even know what she's doing? So I was like, never again. So I learned from that. So next discovery call, I did it. Set my intent for the event. Boom. Signed up to work with me. Simple. All right. And so that is my tip for you guys. Like, if you are about to experience something new, or even something that is previously part of your belief system, your fears, your experiences, how you feel about certain things, right? Like, if you're going to experience a certain event that is going to trigger a negative emotion, belief, or anything like that, I want you to make the conscious decision to set your intent for the event. And I want you to do this at least 5 to 10 minutes before you actually do it, right? So write it down. But then what I want you to do is I want you to recite it, read it out loud, sit, feel it, y'all. Like, when I tell y'all, the importance of feeling your message is so important. Don't read it like you in school and you gotta hurry up and read this paragraph before the end of the day. I want you to actually internalize it, right? Recite it, just sit with it. When I started to do that, you guys, I felt lighter. I also felt like I was like elevating, in a sense. I felt like I was releasing myself of this burden, of this cage that I had enclosed on myself, right? I was releasing that past hurt. I was releasing those past beliefs, right? So now I could actually show up authentically as myself. Okay, I can show up authentically as myself. I can truly convey who I am as a person and how I can help people. And it has helped so much. And yes, I know I'm talking about business and entrepreneurship, but you can apply this to any aspect of your life, baby. So if you're starting dating, right? Let's just say you have a bad experience with dating. You can set the intention to go into this relationship with an open mind, stating that you're going to trust that person. You can set the intent for any type of situation, you guys. So I want you to practice this, right? So when you are about to experience something new, or something that might trigger a past fear, belief, insecurity, whatever the case may be, I want you to set your intent for the event and do it at least 5 to 10 minutes before. If it's deeply ingrained, if it's deeply rooted, it might take a little bit longer, but I want you to consciously make that decision, because when you make that decision to set your intent for the event, ultimately you are creating the reality that you want. You're creating the outcome that you want. And because we are social learning creatures, right, it's going to change pretty much everything. Think about it this way. If you are in a negative mood, right, like you just sour, don't every situation usually result in that same way? And that's because people can pick up on your energy and your vibe before you even say anything, right? And they're going to start to mirror you. Think about it. Like if you're sad, they kind of be sad. If you angry and stuff like that, like you'll have some people to try to cheer you up, but ultimately you see how your negative energy kind of brought theirs down a notch, right? So people mimic what they see, right? So when you come from a place of being open-minded, when you come from that higher vibration, people are actually going to match that. And when you're on that same frequency, when you're on that same wavelength, you're going to get those type of results. Just as well as if you come in there low vibe, low energy, negative, they're going to match that and you're going to get those type of results. So set your intent for the event, y'all.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Socially Accepted with Natalie Butler. To connect with Natalie, feel free to visit www.therealnataliebutler.com, and we'll see you on the inside.